We've run some Changemaker challenges before, mm-hmm. but this is the first time we've just opened the doors to anyone in this community, in this region, any age can get involved. And the very first step is just to email us a 60-second video about your idea that might make Evansville more fun.
How many folks have responded so far?
So we have had actually dozens come mm-hmm. to the kickoff event. I think Leadership Evansville, who's one of our partners, or now Leadership Everyone, I mm-hmm. should note.
Right, right.
They had a kickoff event for us at Evansville African American Museum. We had about 40 or 50 people there. So we've heard from dozens of people with ideas. We'll see what happens.
So any hints on what people are proposing?
Yeah.
Have you heard some of the ideas?
Yeah, I can give a range. We've heard everything from a community dance school that would identify the cultural expertise of some of our Haitians, Cubans, Mexicans, people who have mm-hmm. these great rich dance histories, and open a school where they can teach those styles to everybody, mm-hmm. To musical swings downtown that came out of the high school Changemaker program. We've had solar panels that would help clean the river, but also just whimsical things like right. Scavenger hunts for downtown, mural competitions.
So how can people turn their ideas into a reality?
So we have made this very simple. The very first step is by April 8th, just email us your ideas to center.com/innovation@evansville.edu. You can film it right on your phone, or we will help you. You can contact me at the University of Evansville. We've got students willing to help with this. So that's the first step. Mm-hmm. The top 12 of those ideas will get to go to Innovation Point downtown with Drew Perrin in for a pitch competition.
So the pitch competition, can you describe that?
Something
like Shark Tank, I guess,
right? Exactly, yes. So that will be the eventual goal. At Innovation Point, after we pick the top 12 from the video round, they're going to go down there and do a 60-second pitch in person with Drew Perrin, who's kind of an expert on this, through the Growth Alliance of Greater Evansville. Mm-hmm. And then the top four of those get to receive $1,000, mm-hmm. but they get to come to WNIN and pitch on TV Shark Tank style in June.
You mentioned these videos. I mean, do they have to be fancy in any way, or can they just be just a direct headshot kind
exactly.
of a thing?
Exactly. Great question. They don't have to be fancy at all. Mm-hmm. When you have the idea, just record it on your phone and email it to us. You can submit more than one. And something else to encourage people, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or Scouts of America, I guess it is called now, 4-H, Boys and Girls Clubs, schools, churches, businesses, anyone can send a team to participate in this.
So should the ideas be commercial in nature, or can people make a pitch maybe to like local government, that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. So we aren't restricting anything. Unlike some of our other competitions where we might be trying to encourage them to start a business or mm-hmm. might be trying to encourage them to handle something more social, this is really anything that will make Evansville more fun. That might be a business that offers something.
Right.
That might be a nonprofit. It might just be a piece of public art or a new playground or something like that.
Now, you mentioned the culmination will be this Shark Tank type show on WNIN-TV. Who will be considering the possible investment in these pictures?
Right. This is still being put together by mm-hmm. Dr. Griffin and some folks here at WNAN, but they are having community investors. So they're a lot nicer than sharks. So this isn't going to be like what you see on Shark Tank. We're kind of jokingly calling it Dolphin Tank because they understand impact investing. So they're not just looking for a return on their financial investment, but what will make the community better. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to agree to invest up to $10,000 in that idea. Maybe one idea gets all of the sharks/dolphins interested in something,
right.
or they only ask for two, but they think they need more.
So should the ideas that folks are thinking about, should they be something that can be done for $10,000 or less?
Yes, we're strongly encouraging people to actually think about 10 being the high range, because we want these to be things that can be achievable and sustainable, preferably within a year.